welcome to the Sweet Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say a special hello to my very own girls, Audrey and Heidi. Thanks for all your help in the Seed Pod and all the other kids who've been helping. Thanks so much, you're little helpers. And thank you, all you boys and girls who are listening, because you are getting to be part of it too. I think little babies are so sweet, don't you? Well, the best baby that was ever born, his name is Jesus. And do you know where he was born? Wasn't in a hospital. It wasn't at home. He was born in a manger. This first song we're going to sing is called Little Baby in a Manger. I love you. Let's sing it together.
Little baby in the manger, I love you. Lying there to earth, a stranger, I love you. Wise men saw the star and answered, I love you. Shepherds heard the angels singing, I love you. Little baby in a manger, I love you. Lying there to earth, a stranger, I love you. Wise men saw the star and answered, I love you. Shepherds heard the angels singing, I love you.
The next song we're going to sing is called All of Me for Jesus. Why? Because God made all of us. He made our hands and our hair and our eyes and our nose and our feet. All of us. So who do we belong to? We belong to Jesus. Our mommies and daddies take care of us, but we're all children of God. So let's sing All of Me for Jesus.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, all of me for Jesus. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, all of me for Jesus.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you a hint. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? You have 10 of these on your body. They can wiggle, they can point, they can help you pick things up. What are they? Are they eyes? No, they're
fingers.
Next question. You have 2 of these. They're on your face. You can use them to give a kiss to mommy. They move when you talk, and behind them are your teeth. What are they?
Lips.
Yes, lips. Last one. You have 2 of these, one on your left, one on your right. When you're walking, you're standing on them. If you jump, you're using this part of your body to jump. You have 10 toes on them. What are they?
Feet.
Your feet, of course. These 3 things are all part of our body. And who made our body? Jesus did. And what do we do with it? We can use all parts of our body to honor God. Our story today is about the most precious little baby that was ever born, who had precious fingers and toes and little lips. Of Jesus. Dear Jesus, thank you for our special story and for loving us so much. Help us to learn about how special you are in Jesus' name. Amen. A long time ago, Jesus promised to come to our world as a tiny baby. When the time was right, Jesus did come. He was born to a mommy named Mary. Mary's husband, Joseph, would help her care for their precious baby. Just before baby Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph took a long trip. They went to a city called Bethlehem. When they got to Bethlehem, Joseph tried to look for a room where he and Mary could stay, but all the rooms were full. He would knock on the door. Sorry, no room. And another person would say, no room for you. Imagine how tired you would be if you had traveled a long, long ways and now there was nowhere to sleep. But finally, someone let them stay in a stable with the animals. And that is where baby Jesus was born. A stable, think of it like a barn. Could you imagine being born in a barn and spending your first night sleeping on the hay where there's cows or sheep or goats? Well, that's where baby Jesus was born. God was very happy when Jesus was born. The angels were happy too. They wanted to tell someone. Near Bethlehem, some shepherds were watching their sheep. Bah! Suddenly, a bright light shone all around them. What could it be? It wasn't the sun. The stars weren't getting brighter. It was an angel. I have wonderful news, the angel said. Jesus is born. The angel told the shepherds where to find Jesus. They wouldn't have known where to look, but the angel helped them. Then the whole sky filled with the angels singing a beautiful song. When the song was over, the angels disappeared, and the shepherds, guess what they did? They hurried to find baby Jesus. The shepherds told Mary and Joseph everything they had seen. They were so happy to see baby Jesus. They knelt down and they worshiped him. Then they hurried away to tell others the wonderful news. Jesus had kept his promise to come from heaven, and they were so happy. Are you happy that Jesus came as a little baby? Jesus left his beautiful home in heaven so he could be born in a stable. Why did he come into our world? He wanted to help us say no to sin. He loves us so very much. Isn't that wonderful? It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Matthew 1:21. You shall call his name Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus. Matthew 1:21. Point to somebody in the room when you say, you shall call. You're going to kind of cup your hands by your mouth like you're calling to somebody else. His name, Jesus. To sign Jesus, you touch your middle finger of one hand into the palm, the flat part of your other hand, and then you switch hands and you use the other hand, middle finger, to touch the palm of your other hand. Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus. Let's try it together. You shall call.
You shall call.
His name.
His name.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Matthew 1:21. 21.
21.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for coming.
For coming.
Into our world.
Into our world.
As a little baby.
As a little baby.
Because you love us.
Because you love us.
Amen. Our closing song today is I'll Share My Home With You. Let's plan to share our home and our heart with our guest Jesus.
I'll share my home with you, baby Jesus. There's a spot in hell. There's a spot in hell. I'll share.
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast with usual permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.